So Joan and Barry, you work with a lot of different organizations across different industries and sizes. So what's something that you wish that more organizations and HR people knew or understood about the value of a benefits program?
You know, I think what we would like employers to understand more is that the survey data really supports taking action in your benefits programs really does produce results. And I don't just mean results in terms of saving medical dollars through a higher deductible, but results in terms of, again, your business. And a couple of things in the survey really support that. One of them is something we alluded to before when we asked employers to tell us, are the programs working? And in fact, they did. So there is statistical data from their employers where they came back and said, you know, we found that it helped us keep people on the job. It helped us with absence. It helped us with productivity. Many of them, of course, did say it helped us save money on the medical plan. But beyond that, there were so many other measures. And so we have data that supports that. And the other thing that we've looked at is kind of the tie between what you do, in particular, how much you do, to results. And again, we looked at how many best practice programs in many different areas employers are actually engaged in. And what we found was that the group at the top that are doing the most in the top 25% of companies compared to those that are doing the least, we found again for perhaps the fifth year in a row that those companies that are doing the most are actually seeing lower costs and lower trends than those that are involved in the fewest number of programs. And so what we've used as a kind of a strategy piece, and what we hope many employers use as a strategy piece, is taking a look at these best practices and really saying, you know what, if I'm not doing a lot of these, maybe I can. And there is this correlation that we're seeing in our results to better costs and better trends.
Right. And I would say we have sorted those into three buckets. And the left-hand bucket is the one on plan design. And that's the one that's most available to the small employer. Because although they can do a lot in the population health, when you get to the delivery systems, they're a little bit challenged because they, as I say, they're tied to the insurance carrier and mostly insured plans. But on the left-hand side, when we go see a client to set strategy for the year, we print out that page and we put a little star on all the things that they do so they can see right away how many things they do and how many things they don't do. And it's a great conversation starter. So even though they can't really go onto the right-hand side where we have things like data warehousing, which doesn't mean anything to a 400 life group, or accountable care organizations, which they have to rely on their insurance carrier to provide. And I would say that in the New York area, that's a very regional thing. You'll do better in other parts of the country than you will do here for that. So they are kind of constrained a little bit towards the left-hand side of our chart, but it is very definitely a roadmap and something that we use in all of our conversations. Yeah.
There are things on this, as you say, the far side of the of the chart, like centers of excellence and telemedicine, that even the smaller employers can at least engage in and incorporate. Mm-hmm. They may not have quite as much flexibility, but there are places, whether it's in the traditional design, whether it's in the well-being area, or whether it's in this kind of far side, cutting edge areas that they can really touch.
Yes, 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 yes.